Now joining us, one of the newest Vancouver Canucks, it is Connor Garland. Thanks for this, Connor. Congrats on the move. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Obviously, a lot of emotions today. It's it's my first time ever being traded in my career. I was fortunate to spend my junior career at the same team, and obviously up until this day. So it's definitely a different experience.
Well, it is, and now you kind of find yourself on a Canucks team that obviously is being ambitious again, trying to get a lot better. You look at those young guys. Like, how do you feel about, getting excited about playing with some of those guys in that top six and where this team might be trending?
Well, yeah, obviously, last year we didn't get to play against them, but the year before when, they took Vegas to Game 7, we were kind of battling with them down the stretch for that last playoff spot before COVID hurt, ended the season. And they were always a hard team to play against. They have such great, centers, and obviously they just added Dickinson, so it just makes them even better. And I'm just excited to be able to, get a chance to play with some of those guys like, Peterson and Horvat and Miller and Hughes and Besser. It's just such a talented group they have up there, and, I'm excited to be able to get on the ice with those guys.
Yeah, Connor, this deal just happened, but there's a lot of excitement in this market about you potentially playing with a Bo Horvat. If that does happen, what kind of what can you tell us about maybe having that potential partnership with that player that you've played against so many times?
Yeah, he was a guy that we would match up against when we'd come to Vancouver, and it's just a hard guy to play against. He's so reliable defensively, and kind of makes him a special player. How he's just as good on the offensive side. So that'd be an awesome, guy to play with. Just be able to get him the puck and, play my game and, have a guy who's so good defensively take care of that side of the puck. So, you look at their whole lineup, there's a lot of guys that I'm excited to be able to have a chance to be on a line with and, just want to get to camp and, be able to compete with them.
I mean, you've really come into your own the last couple of years, and this year you played at a 65-point pace. What is it about your game that's just you found and you've clicked and you're striding right through your prime here?
Yeah, I think I'm just starting to enter, my prime. I'm 25, but I haven't really played. I haven't even got to the 200 game mark in the NHL, so I have a lot to learn and I have a ways to go to get better. And I think that's what's kind of made my career so far is I've been able to get home in the off season and get better each and every year and go back and be able to produce more points each year. And it's another big year for me. Obviously going to a big hockey market, I'm excited for that challenge and, to kind of go into the season, my first year really knowing you got a chance to compete for a cup. So, and that's not disrespect to Arizona. It's just the state we're in. So it's going to be a different challenge and I'm really looking forward to it.
And for Canucks fans that may not be that familiar with your game, Connor, I mean, you're not the biggest guy. They might look at you and see the numbers and see you're a stats guy, but you go to the hard areas. You play with a lot of gumption in your game. Like, what's your mentality when you get onto the ice and, you had to come up, obviously, you weren't handed anything in your career. You had to earn everything you got. When it comes to your playing style, how hard do you play? Like, where does that come from, the way you play?
Well, I think it just comes from never, being handed anything. I was never drafted until my second year. I got passed over once. I came up, I had to go through the minors. I played on the fourth line my first 2 years in the minors. Was never really given an opportunity to play in the top six. And felt like I just always had to prove, that I belonged. And I still feel that way. I'll come into camp this year and, just prove that, first and foremost, I belong on the team. And then, try to get, a spot and play my game. I just feel like there's always somebody coming for your job and, I never want to give anybody an inch. So I just, I've kind of been brought up like that and my path has been a long one. So that's kind of, you kind of have a chip on your shoulder the whole way.
The last time you played on a Canadian team was back in the queue with Moncton. On that team when Zach MacEwen, looking forward to linking up with him again.
Yeah. Macker, he's a terrific player. He's actually, kind of a similar story to me. He came and joined us, halfway through our playoff run and had a spot. And then the next year he took off. I mean, he's a really good talent and excited to be his teammate again. He's a great guy. And he's always, a lot of laughs in the locker room with him. So I'm excited to see him again. He's a terrific player. And I'm actually really close with Jack Rathbone as well. So somebody I spend a lot of time in the summer with. So excited. They got a great group of guys up there, and, you know, I just want to, you know, go help them get a little better.
You know, it's interesting because players of your caliber don't often become available. What was it about Arizona that just didn't really work out here, and how is that motivating you moving forward to prove them wrong a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's just an awkward situation with, my contract had expired, and it's usually, odd to, have a 25-year-old that, to kind of be up for grabs, but it is what it is. And, I owe a lot to the Arizona Coyotes organization. They, they stuck with me when I was in the minors and gave me a chance to play in the NHL. And, I was fortunate to take that and run. But, it is what it is. The trade happened. It's over. And, I'm a Canuck now. And, I'm really excited about it. Like I said, it's a great team. And I just want to come in there and play my game and maybe help them get over the top a little bit.
Well, and you are coming over with a teammate, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and even Oliver himself has talked about how his game hasn't been where it needs to be the last couple of years. He's had some injury issues. What do you think of his game and what he might be for the Canucks as your teammate here in Vancouver?
Well, I think O's a terrific player. I think, from talking to him even, after the season, I think maybe all he needed was maybe a change of scenery and he can go back to, being the player that he thinks he is. He's a terrific player. I've seen him dominate games. He's probably our best player in the bubble. Kind of took some games over and I'm excited to see how well he plays this season. He scored 23 goals in his league as a defenseman. So he's a heck of a player. And he was a great captain to me. And I'm just excited to be able to play with him again.
How much do you know about Vancouver?
Well, it's my favorite road city.
Great answer.
That and Vegas are tied. we always, it's a beautiful city. I usually don't nap before a game, so what dictates, my favorite city is the walking area. So I used to be able to walk around the water there, get a coffee, and always enjoyed my time there. So excited to call it home, and it's a long flight from Boston, though. That's probably the only downside. 8 hours.
One of the few guys in the show who doesn't have an afternoon nap. I like it. Thanks a lot for this, Connor. We're excited to see you up here in Vancouver for training camp.
All right. Thank you, guys. See you in a few months.